You're listening to Comedy Dynamics Daily.
So that's one thing. I need a hobby. A couple other things too. That this is a big one. You know, I've decided. You know, as I get older, I've decided that I need to start sexually fantasizing within my own age group. Do you know what I mean? I'm gonna take it up a couple years. Just a couple years. Seriously, no more Hanson and Harry Potter. I have to let it go. Is that just me? Seriously, Harry Potter? No one else? Come on. Are you kidding, Harry Potter? Oh, he could Potter my Harry. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. It sounds like fun. But it's trouble. I'm gonna tell you this. Like, there's this term. Have you heard of this? Cougar? Do you know what a cougar is? Yeah. Yeah, all right. And I'll see you after the show. I want to be a cougar. Like, I can't wait to be a cougar. I'm like, what? How old do you have to be a cougar? Like, is there a test that I have to take to become a cougar? Because if there is a cougar test, I hope there's no running. Jesus Christ, I fucking... If I show up for my cougar test and there's like an obstacle course, I'm done. That's it. I'm out. Tell the world my story. Go on without me. Thank you very much. And I said that once at a show. I was like, I want to be a cougar. And then there was a cougar in the crowd, all right? A woman, not an animal. But she was wearing leopard print. Not the point of the story. The thing is, she screams out to me. She's like, hey, Deborah, you're doing it wrong, Deborah. You don't chase the young men. You trap them. That's what she said. And I was like, that's a weird thing to say, isn't it? That's a strange thing. But then I thought about it. I went back to my hotel room, and I was like, what would a cougar trap look like? You know what I mean? What would that? So I got a little piece of paper and a pen and stuff, started making some sketches. You know what I mean? And I got a protractor out of my purse. I don't know why I had it in my purse. I really don't. Normally I use it for stabbing. Today, circles. Boom. This is it. Yeah. And I start thinking, I'm like, what if I dug a hole, like a deep, big, wide hole, do you know what I mean? And then I covered it up with leaves and branches and stuff. Some foliage, you know what I mean, to disguise it. Used a skateboard as a lure. Oh. Put a little pizza pop on the end or something. Ah! You know, see what I get? Yeah! You know. Little baseball cap goes up. I'm like, I got one! Right! But that's not gonna happen because I don't fucking shovel. I don't shovel. Are you kidding? Effort. No, thank you. But here's something. Now, this is my favorite cougar story. I'm not proud, but I'm gonna tell it to you, all right? I work on a show in Canada where I'm from, a music show, all right? And every year they have like this big video awards party, okay? And I go this past summer, and I am, you know, standing in the hall at the party, just up against the wall, shivering, you know, waiting for shrimp. That's what I do. A lot of fun. And Justin Bieber is there. He's at the party. And so the Elvis people come out, and they're like, clear the hall. You know, Bieber's coming. Clear the hall. I don't move, because I'm like, you know what, Bieber? Go around, man. Go around, all right? Whatever, all right? So he comes out, walks past me. We make eye contact, and I give him one of these. I'm like this, whatever. But then he stops, okay? Turns around, comes back, leans in and says, hey, Deborah. That's my name, by the way, Deborah. Justin Bieber knows my name. Leans in and says, hey, Deborah, I love you on that show, okay? He's 16, I'm 39. This is my answer. Yeah, they dragged me out of the party. They dragged me out of the party. That's okay, because my purse was full of shrimp, so I was ready to go. I was ready to go. That was it.
If you like what you hear, please subscribe to the Comedy Dynamics YouTube channel and follow us on social media for daily stand-up comedy clips and more. Comedy Dynamics Daily is produced by Brian Volk-Weiss, Brian Adams, Rachel East, and Stuart Lindbergh. Comedy Dynamics is a division of the Nacelle Company. Thank you for listening.